I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
monkeypox will soon be added to what is tested in wastewater. They've been testing COVID for months. I'm KSL News Radio's Allie Litzinger.
Second, a Utah County man will stand trial on 5 charges of attempted murder. Police say the 19-year-old fired shots at cars on I-15 between Nephi and Scipio last November. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spawn.
Just a nasty drive this afternoon due to construction. Eastbound I-80 from Lake Point to the 201 junction. We are seeing traffic move a little bit better, but it's still very heavy and slow. Northbound on the West Belt from 2100 South up to 700 North. Eastbound I-80 bogged down starting before Bangor over to I-15. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Back above 100 in Salt Lake City with flooding rains in the south. I'm Kevin Eubank.
We got there, but it's 99 now in Salt Lake. Here's KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
The CDC writes itself a prescription for improvement.
A fact sheet outlining the internal review obtained by ABC News and confirmed by the CDC says roughly 120 CDC staff and key stakeholders were interviewed and found that it takes too long for the CDC to publish its data and science for decision making, that its guidance is confusing and overwhelming, and that agency staff turnover during the COVID response created gaps and other challenges.
ABC's Derek Dennis. Rudy Giuliani testified before a special grand jury in Atlanta today. The former Trump lawyer is a target of a criminal investigation into attempts by the former president and others to overturn the 2020 election results in Georgia. A court order has lifted South Carolina's ban on abortions at 6 weeks. At least 10 people are dead, including a prominent cleric, after a bombing at a mosque in Kabul, Afghanistan. During evening prayers, no claim so far of responsibility. A fifth set of skeletal remains found at Lake Mead since water levels dropped. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth. Utah homes are at a higher risk when it comes to wildfires than any other state in the West. Deseret News reporter Amy Joy O'Donohue has been covering the issue. She says the high risk of wildfire is caused, of course, by the drought.
Well, I think it's because we have so many developments in the urban wildfire interface, is how the state describes it. You know, we've got a lot of homes in the hills and a lot of homes in the mountains. And there are areas which are plagued by overgrowth of the fuels that can start fires. And we just keep continuing to build these mountain resorts. And it puts us at really high risk. You know, 39% of homes are in danger of burning in Utah, the country's fastest growing state, compared with less than 10% in California, Washington, and Oregon. So, you know, we're in this precarious position that I believe the state is being very proactive about, but other communities need to step up too.
Amy Joy says there's a focus on the canyons and the mountains during the drought to make sure there's enough water up there in case of an emergency.
The concerns of the county council members also are hinged and directly related to the amount of water supply in our canyons. So the Big Cottonwood Canyon, Little Cottonwood Canyon, Mill Creek, you know, is the water pressure adequate for these fire hydrants? There are some homes that were built up there decades ago. They were supposed to be seasonal homes with only a seasonal supply of water, but now they've turned into full-time permanent residents. But they're still on the seasonal water supply. And how do we reconcile the lack of water in those canyons, even though that's where we get all of our water from, to the adequacy of these households to have water on hand in the event of a fire? The canyons are a tricky issue.
She says awareness and preparation are fundamental to avoiding disasters and minimizing risks.
The Utah Division of Fire, Forestry, and State Lands has a website where you can go and look to see your community's wildfire risk, and then it provides steps and tips on what to do to fireproof your home, as it were. if you can, scrub oak is just a tinderbox for fires. I mean, remove scrub oak, other vegetation from close to your house, and really have an active evacuation plan. Don't do stupid stuff. And just be aware.
Water is still in high demand, but Governor Cox told KSL News Radio earlier today that some Utah communities have reduced their water usage by 25%. You've been listening to The In-Depth at 15 and 45.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.